Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and we're here with another wonderful episode of Agape Love, Love is Here podcast, a voice of light in the darkness, the oppressed spirit. I am Pastor Deborah, your master spiritual teacher, and I got this learning, this enlightenment from Dr. Miles Monroe. He was the pastor of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. I found him through books on YouTube, and I watched his many conferences that he spoke at. This teaching comes from his Leading Edge Leadership Conference that he did. He was a wonderful man. He was from the Bahamas, yet he was a British citizen. He was raised as a child in a British colony. He had to learn all about Britain, not Africa, because he was from African descent. He had to dress like the British. He has a British accent. He had to study British history, their culture. And it's very interesting that from that childhood, God took him to teach us about our ignorance of our identity and our culture from the kingdom of heaven. Wow. I read all his books. They're still out there. All his videos, his teachings. I learned I was an ignorant spiritual king, and I knew nothing. And I was an oppressed spirit myself. I was oppressed because I had no knowledge, no enlightenment, no truth. But through Dr. Miles Monroe and his books and his teaching, I learned how to become unoppressed and become who God said I was to really be. So we're picking up in episode number 35 about how I was learning that I was a seed bearing fruit. I was a life-giving spirit. I didn't know that in religion. My parents didn't teach me that. My friends didn't teach me this. Even reading the Authorized King James Bible, even as I do today, in my early years, I didn't get it. But thank you, Dr. Miles Monroe. Him and his wife, Ruth, are now in heaven. And I'm sure he's still teaching, because there's a lot of babies spiritually up there that need a lot of information. A lot of teaching about who we spiritually really were meant to be. So we're picking up in this episode number 35 that I had learned myself, and so will you, of the spiritual reality of becoming a true and free spiritual king of the kingdom of heaven. My mind of my spirit had to be transformed. The old me, that was Jan, in my soul, had to die. And it did. And Deborah arose. Then Deborah had to be fed milk and bread and eventually meat of the word. And that's where Dr. Miles Monroe came in. So let's pick up in episode number 35, where we were learning that we were to become a spiritual tree of the spiritual kingdom of heaven, bearing fruit, and so we would be called a life-giving spirit here on earth, in our earthly life. So let's pick up. The seeds of life that that I was to be carrying because I was a tree. I had been planted in his garden. I was also like a vine with grapes on it. But if I produce no fruit, which 99.9% of all humanity do not, then I'm not a fruit producing. I'm just producing leaves, but nothing for anybody to be nourished by, to take and eat and grow by. But this fruit was inside of my spirit, but I didn't know that. Do you? What fruit was it? What was I to be? What was a life-giving spirit? I had no clue. But I was to spiritually produce spiritual fruit. Didn't know what that was either. And vegetables and grapes. And my soil of my spirit, of my mind, of my spiritual mind, it had to be all replaced. That's the new identity. Then the new water and sunlight had to come in to help these seeds of this new information, knowledge, to grow. But in most people, if they get this sort of revelation, the soil's not right. It gets no sunlight, gets no water, it gets no nutrients. So this seed stays in very small form. That's what you see throughout history, where we had kings. And the king said he was the son of God. And we knew about the underworld. And we knew about demons and devils. Every religion knows of it. And all nations started off with kings. And they started off with rulership and caring for the nations they were in. But it was a twisted form, sort of, right pattern from our early days, way, way back to spiritual Babylon, way, way back in ancient history. The capacity that was in this little bitty seed, like when we knew there were to be rulers and kings, the government was to care for the people. Those were seeds of this truth that our soul had, but it never got nourished correctly. It had the potential and the capacity to become a life-giving spirit, or a, what you might call a fruit-bearing tree, but it was in the wrong ground. It was getting the wrong light, the wrong dirty water, and therefore it was not producing living spiritual fruit. The spiritual potential, I learned, to become a spiritual tree that produces sweet, beautiful, majestic fruit was always there. And the reason was there was a wonderful gardener of humanity, the great I Am, who knew that before this fruit could produce, it had to die. And we are told stories about that from a young man named Christ Jesus. He was saying that if you had a seed, it has to fall to the ground. But the outer covering, maybe the skin or the hard part or something, it had to fall away, break open for the little tiny seed that's inside. You can see it in a kernel of corn, in an apple seed. The apple seed is buried deep in an apple. And then that apple seed is covered with a skin. And all of that has to fall away in order for the little teeny weeny seed that is protected. We'll even look at it through an egg. An egg's the hard shell on the outside. The seed is the yolk, but it also has the white around it. All of that has to fall away in order for the seed to develop. I had to study, and I hope you do. And God's given us many examples to help us. But He always had a plan for humanity, but it did get messed up by our spiritual adversary and his Satan, and his desires of his heart. And he took us in our fallen nature, raised us up as his own kids, even helped produce his kids through humanity. Yeah, most of us are all Satan's kids, with his heart and mind, and his lust and desires, not the heart and mind of the King of the Kingdom of Heaven. But our spiritual potential was always there because God was there. He was always working. He had a plan before even creation was birthed out of his womb. He had a plan. He knew what was going to happen. because he knows the future, and he could see into it even before it came out of him. He had a plan. He knew what would happen. But our spiritual potential was always going to be there. And the potential was for us to always produce spiritually sweet, beautiful, living, majestic fruit. But it got trapped inside of our soul, and our spirit became encased in this wax grossness of the flesh of the soul. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life even ruled our spirit. Our spirit was no longer free. It was dead to God and all things of God. Still had the little seeds in it, but we were not living spirits. So the fruit could not become fully mature. It could not develop. And the fruit that it did bear was satanic, evil, wicked, lustful, greedy, deceitful, anti everything of God and His kingdom. Was horrible. We see it now. Killing, murdering, abusing nature, animals, humans. That is what we have become. We still produce fruit. You could see it like this, generational curses. Or what your parents teach you. And you carry that on when you become a parent. Very interesting. You have to study deep. So this spiritual fruit that was originally in us became buried. It became so polluted, corrupted, perverse. But it had some of the ancient patterns of the kingdom, and that we were to be a king. And that is how leadership sort of developed perversely. How kings came into as ruling a nation. And where that comes from is old Nimrod, the first king of spiritual Babylon on the earth. That's another teaching I have in spiritual Babylon, under the kingdom of darkness. So most of us never bear the fruit we were to bear. But first, before you can do that, you had to die to the old you. I did that, and you will have to do that. But we will stop right here and pick up in the next episode. Don't like to go too far. It's powerful stuff. I had to watch his Miles Monroe's videos over and over, take notes, write them down word for word, get his books, read them, reread them, watch the videos, reread his books for years and years and years and years. And you will have to do the same thing. The same thing if you want to become a new you. If you want to no longer be oppressed, then you have to learn. You have to eat so you can mature and grow. All right. I'll see you on the next episode of The Oppressed Spirit, the voice of light in the darkness to us about there's hope, there's healing, there's life, and you can become all you are supposed to be. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.